בסייעתא דשמיא, אדוני שפתי תפתח, ופי יגיד תהילתך. Okay, so we've discussed the potency of thanking Hashem, that type of personal prayer. What other types of personal prayers can we daven? Again, any time of day, definitely not limited to Shachris Mincha Ma'ariv, can and should be in our own language that we're most comfortable because that's the most personal in a relationship. So besides thanking Hashem, which is very, very high, and praising Hashem for the amazing world, etc., but the other type of tefillah is requesting from Hashem whatever we need. Simply speaking, I need something. You know, one could have a major issue. Somebody, a family member, a good friend is very ill. Why would I run around sometimes like a chicken without a head, making such extensive efforts, trying to find this doctor and this hospital and this? There is a mitzvah of ishtadlus. We will talk about it, Be'ezrat Hashem. But what does one believe? Is the doctor helping or is Hashem helping? Am I bound to the laws of nature, of what this doctor tells me? One of the worst lines I really hate is when a doctor says to a patient, you have 3 months to live, like is said oftentimes, unfortunately. As if almost based on the doctor's statistics, the doctor gives life to this human being, God forbid. Hashem is the only one in the world that runs the show. There's no other power in the world. It is the wisest decision to go to Hashem directly to the source and ask Him for help. And in the same way, in any area of our life, whatever we need. Sometimes for trivial things, one feels, oh, that's like almost degrading to bother Hashem with that. So let's say I'm going now to an appointment and I really wanted to go quickly. I don't want to wait in a queue. I don't know, should I bother Hashem with that? It is the greatest insult to Hashem if we feel we are bothering Him by davening to Him. It is the greatest insult if we feel that we can only daven for what we feel is something important as opposed to every little thing. I saw a great analogy to explain this concept. Imagine a child and his parents look after him. His parents give him everything he needs. One day he gets married and he goes to live in another country. At some point, he's visiting that town and he comes to visit his parents' house. His parents offer him a glass of water and he says, oh, no, don't worry. I don't need that. Thank you. And they say, why? You look so thirsty. You just had a long journey. Come get a glass of water. And he says, no, you don't understand. You've given me so much, he says, through my whole life. I just don't want to take anything more. You've done enough for me. That would be the greatest insult. What is a little glass of water from parents that have invested millions of hours, millions of dollars, however much, into this child? We can and should ask Hashem for anything and everything. If a person's having a hard time in their business, Ribbono Shel Olam, I'm currently having a difficult time in the business. I don't know why, but this colleague of mine just seems to want to always catch me out, really trying to cause me problems. I know that they're just a puppet, that the real source of everything is you. Ribbono Shel Olam, Master of the Universe, please, you can change this person's heart to be able to want to just treat me well. And things can turn around in a 180 degree, I believe, Hashem. You're controlling it. You can turn it around. Please, Hashem, please help me. Hashem, I really don't want to have this sore stomach. Please, can you help me? Please, you're the healer. You're the master healer, the only healer. Please, can you heal me? I know you can do anything. If there's a message that you want me to understand from the fact that I am feeling this way, please, please teach me the message. I'm ready to do anything to devote my life to you. But please teach me what you want. But either way, please heal me. I know that you are the only healer. What a schus to talk to Hashem.